It's all about dreams. It's all about making the best out of everything. You'll know when you're fine, 'cause you talk like a mime. When you fall on your face, you get back up, man, you're doing fine. A considerate clown, a preachy preaching machine, is one of the sweetest things you would say about me. But I don't have the time for your distorted esteem. Why are you toying with my mind? I don't wanna hear you say, 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 say. I don't wanna hear you say, 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 yeah. I don't wanna hear you say, 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 say. Now you're messing with my.
Fuck your life. Hey, but you gotta turn on the loan modification light on.
Okay, okay, okay. Hey, everybody. Over for loan modifications.
Yeah, that's what you had to fucking click it like your fucking fake assness.
Well, it's fucking 9:30.
Alright, well, let me give them the intro. It's 9:30 at night, January 20th, 2011. We're fucking drinking Brass Monkeys. Thanks to the homie fucking Lorenzo fucking hooking us up with these drinks.
Yeah.
Do you wanna tell these people how to make them, or you wanna just keep them in, or should they already know?
You know what, if you don't know, this little mixture is a little dangerous, so I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
Dangerous, like what, like fucking Four Locos that just stop your fucking heart?
No, fucking Four Locos are disgusting in the way to drink them, but they fuck you up, right? Mickey's, with this concoction that I just made, is fucking dangerous in the sense that it'll get you fucked up a little bit too much.
I didn't even give them the name of the show. This is Anaheim Nights with Goober.
Gooch.
Nah.
How crazy was the last show, dude?
Hey, man, last show was a little bit too hectic. Like, I don't know.
I think we overdrank, dude.
I think so. I think that's what happened. But everybody was, they're supposed to be guests or, like, background people. And they just got, there we got all up into it. There we just made this big old conversation, so.
We got cats mad in the background.
That's why we said, if you want to come in, you know, be a guest or an audience member, then, you know, go ahead and come on down, and, you know, you'll be in here. We'll throw you in, you know. So tonight's not as crazy. It's just me and you and a couple audience members, so.
Yeah, it should be chill. Though, I had to tell you, dude, I had to edit, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah, I said I would not fucking edit this show, but I had to edit last.
It was a little too much last show. It was a little too much over the.
We just went a little bit too far.
That's true. That's
I had to
true.
Take off like 5 minutes, and then like at the end, I just had like a fucking like 2-3 minute rant about how we're fucking stupid, and like I put in our websites in and all that shit. So I kind of.
So you did plug, even though we didn't plug that night.
Well, they're not technically plugs, because we're not selling anything. It's just our contact info. So when they want to throw us shit for true. The show.
Hey, we can put that in, like, in our special behind-the-scenes DVD, you know.
Our DVD bootleg.
DVD bootleg when the shit comes out.
How should we just go back to fucking VHS, dude? We'll do it on those fucking big-ass, no. old-ass fucking cameras and shit, and just set it up and, like, film it. Every 30 minutes, put in a new tape.
For Curtis, we have to go beta. We have to go beta. Because he's still waiting for all the beta, all the movies to come out on beta. He still got the original.
Oh, man.
Oh,
that shit was insane.
I do got good news, though.
What's up?
We actually got on iTunes.
Nah.
I don't really know how hard it is to get on iTunes, but they put up this big-ass front how they need, like, 5 episodes, and they need, like, some all this shit and all that shit. But, dude, we only have 2 episodes that are 30 minutes long, and we're fucking cussing. Every other word is a cuss word. We're fucking fuck you and fuck this and fuck bitches and all this shit and, like...
But we're on there.
But we're fucking on there.
So I'm talking about...
Yeah, yes. We gotta do the slow motion high five though. People can't see it, but yeah! Ah, that one didn't slap.
You're fucked up. The first one did. I don't know what you're going for that time. I don't know if you're going for something hard or. Okay.
Fucked okay. up.
Alright, fine. Loan notifications, asshole. Loan notifications. I don't do high fives here.
So you do loan modifications. Like we said last week, we actually are finally gonna fucking talk about Risk Cutters because we. In our drunkenness and gibberish of us arguing.
What was it, drunkenness? It was buzzness.
Fool.
Buzzness. No one was drunk. I still drove you home.
You took up 2 lanes, fool. And you wanted to stop at M&M Donuts, but when you got there, you locked up the line, you went, fuck this shit. I'm not going to pay $6 for this shit.
I'm telling you, that shit is way too long. Ridiculous long. And And we're going to vlog that shit for y'all, so catch that on, you know, just watch it, you know. You're going to see what fucking ridiculous means.
I don't have the fucking info for that shit, because I'm not 100% sure if I'm going to do a specific, just a YouTube channel for the show, or if I'm going to just add it to my vlogs. I'm not 100% sure, but we actually have a bunch of shit that we do behind the show, and we do it, we're going to start doing it every week, or every time we put a new show, we'll actually record the show and everything we do after.
It's going to be like a little, like, behind the scenes, extras, bloopers, you know, shit like that. Just, you know, shit that you're not going to hear on the normal podcast, but if you're really interested, you know, catch, you know.
You can get visuals. You can see how sexy we are.
Yeah.
I'm fucking fabulous. I don't know about these fools, but I look good.
I know. We got freaking Tony over here calling you boo and shit.
Oh, no, dude. Are you going to need this gold bond body lotion? There's still some in there from last week. It's a little lighter, though, dude.
A lot lighter.
Oh, yeah. You admit it, dog. Oh, dude.
A lot lighter. Hey. At least I'm not calling you my boo, okay?
Yeah, but like in the fucking, like in the car full, where you gotta be rubbing up against me and shit. putting your head on my shoulder. And then you don't fucking call yourself my heterosexual life mate. Come
on,
dude.
That's true. I was lying about that. That's why.
Putting you on blast so yeah. Everybody can know all the times you were talking shit on the first few episodes.
Damn. I tell you, well, if they see the behind the scenes, they'll know what's up. They'll kind of get a little more taste of our personality and stuff like that.
Like, so. Homie with the braids, bro.
Homie with the braids.
When we were fucking at the stop, at the light, dude, the homie with the braids. Oh, yeah. He was fucking like stepping on his shit, bro. I just thought he was gonna fucking step on his braids and just fucking hit the floor. Whack.
I had long ass shits, man. But anyways, so when we do set that up, we'll plug it, unfortunately. But no, I'm just joking. We'll plug it and you can check us out behind the scenes, all that kind of good stuff, so.
Okay, but we gotta get to Wrist Cutters! Because we told them that we were gonna do fucking Wrist Cutters.
Awesome movie. If you haven't seen it, fucking watch it. Download it. Torrent that shit. If you don't know how to torrent shit,
LimeWire, FrostWire, fucking all those fucking pirate fucking movie sites, who gives a fuck? They're gonna get shut down by the FBI anyways.
Torrent shit is the way to go.
My bad.
Torrent shit's the way to go.
I keep it ghetto for them.
Well, fucking. If you torrent, it's a lot better. It's the same thing you're pirating, but it's
how about Netflix?
Faster.
We can queue it.
It's also on Netflix on instant watch. It's on Netflix instant watch. So you can watch that shit instantly. It's a fucking dark comedy, but it's fucking hilarious.
But, trip out, dude. If we fucking say anything that we fucking said last week, oh well, you're gonna have to fucking hear it again. Too bad.
That's true.
But, so it's a dark comedy, dude. But there's no smiling in it, and that trips me the fuck out.
Yeah, it's a comedy. You're supposed to be laughing and shit, do some shit like that, funny shit. But yeah, you're right. Nobody smiles in the fucking movie at all. They even say it
in the movie. They're like, yeah, the girl's like, I'm tired of this place or something like that. No one smiles or some bullshit like that. I don't know.
But
yeah, why do you want to live in a place where nobody's happy or nobody has anything fun or some shit like that? She says it's something like that.
The whole reason everybody's there is like they're in a limbo where, like, everybody there got there by committing suicide.
Yeah, technically the best way to put it is that the afterlife is just the world we're living in now, but just fucking suckier.
A little suckier, just a tad.
It's all like fucking.
It's kind of like living in Arizona. You know, yeah. It's the same thing. Same thing. That's limbo. Is living in Arizona. So
when we die, we just all fucking commune to Arizona. That's where we're supposed to be at. So no, when we're all fucking gone, we're just going to move to Arizona.
Not you. There's no Mexicans over there anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know that whole lot, man.
So where we go back to fucking the motherland or what? We go to Tierra Madre, dude. We're going to be fucking back over the border. We're just going to be looking over the fence like, fuck, dude, we could be in Arizona.
Yeah. And I'm in Arizona looking at California like, damn, I could be.
Hey, I'm gonna yell from the fence. Don't listen to that guy. He's a fucking goober.
Old school. That's what I'm talking about.
You know what was funny? That fucking, I think the best character in that movie is that Eugene character, dude.
Oh, he's the best.
Fucking that Russian. What does he play in a fucking
He's in a bland. Bland.
Yeah, bam. In a bland. High five for bland. Yeah.
My bad. What's the band called, Tony?
It's Gogol Bordello. It's gypsy punk.
Did he invent it?
I have no idea, man.
Oh, no, but he's one of, like, you know.
What a cutoff. I don't fucking know. He just cut him off like, I don't fucking know.
I'm sorry, man. He's one of the only...
Don't lie. Don't lie. You know you meant to do that shit.
Fuck you. Anyways. He had some funny shit, man. His songs are funny. The guy's fucking hilarious. He has a strong ass accent, you know, in the movie and shit.
But then he still speaks perfectly. Dude.
He's not necessarily perfectly, but what he says is like really smart. Like it's like it makes good sense. You know, he's logical and all that kind of good stuff. So he's a funny. It's a funny ass part when you listen to it. Dry kind of humor, but you just like you get it. And you're like, ah, you know, it's funny.
And like so. I think one of the funny parts of the whole movie is how he's through the whole movie. He's just trying to fucking get laid through the whole fucking movie. And at the very end, he falls in love with this fucking what is it that. Like, is she Austrian?
She's a mute.
She's a mute.
Yeah.
And he fucking falls in love with her, and she fucking can't say shit. And they're all talking shit on him, and she's like, maybe because she doesn't understand his humor. Talking shit on him.
Because he's so weird and odd, and so, like, nobody likes him. But he's fucking, yeah, he goes with a mute, and she, and, the whole reason he commits suicide is because he has his, you know, in the real world or whatever, he, like, you know, plays music. And they're like, he's at a bar and everybody's booing him. So he's like, fuck this. And he electrocutes himself.
With his guitar.
But, yeah, but, you know, she likes it because he's just kind of mute. And she plays, like, this weird Alaskan music where they get, like,
just like, what do they call it? Like, throat music or something?
Throat music. There goes. There goes, like, kind of throat music. And so he goes out with her and she can't hear him. So she's cool with him.
She doesn't get it. Fuck it.
Yeah.
But I fucking think it's funny, like, how, like, all the little fucking things that are fucking wrong with his shit. Like, there's a black hole under the fucking passenger driver fucking
that
seat.
That's hilarious. That was the most random shit ever. Because he gets everything, he drops it, and he's, like, trying to look for it. He goes, no. He's like, once it's on the floor, it's done. Like, it's done. There's like, a black hole or something on there. You will never see it again. That's fucking hilarious. And everything he gets, he butterfingers, and he just drops it down there. He's like,
that's where they get into all those arguments about the sunglasses and shit.
Yeah, he's like, where's my sunglasses? He's like, you dropped my sunglasses again! You dropped my sunglasses again!
That shit was fucking funny. That movie's a good movie.
I like how in the first time he comes into the movie, he gives the main character some, like, advice about, like, women.
And
it's,
yeah.
Like, it's bad, it's good, you know? Because the guy, he meets these two girls at a bar, and he's, like, getting along with both of them, and, you know, blah, blah. He thinks, you know, he's doing good. Then the women go, hey, we'll be right back. And they get up, and they, like, leave, you know, and you just think, like, hey, they're going to go to the restroom. So the fucking guy, Eugene, comes in, he goes, whenever a woman says, I'll be right back, that means she's going to go leave with some other dude.
She always leaves with the biggest asshole in the room or something like that.
So what ends up happening, they end up leaving with the biggest asshole in the room. So,
well, that fool didn't even show anything about that fool, at least in the fucking movie, the version that we saw. They just fucking take off, and then that's it. They have, like, the shortest fucking part in the movie, and it's just like, okay, peace out, and they leave.
But he, you know, he had some good advice for it, though. Whenever a girl says, hey, I'll be right back, she ain't coming back.
True.
Don't believe that shit. True. And you know what's cool is that the girl in the movie, I haven't seen her for a long time. She's an actor. I don't know her name. I should have Googled that shit. But you know what movie she was in? She was in that movie 40 Days, 40 Nights or something.
She's
like
also
that.
In A Knight's Tale.
Yeah, A Knight's Tale. There
she's
we go.
Not, she's pretty cute.
Yeah, she's pretty, man. She's pretty. But I haven't seen her in forever. And all of a sudden, I see this, you know, little movie and shit. And I'm like, oh shit, you haven't seen it forever.
What's the name of the fucking blonde one? The fucking, the one that fucking chases after the Messiah and shit.
Oh yeah, yeah, I've seen her.
The Messiah was a funny motherfucker too, dude. He was just doing his whole fucking thing just to get laid. The whole fucking thing was just to get laid and shit. And she's all fucking feeding her lies. And then he kills himself twice.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's already in Arizona, I mean limbo. And then he kills himself, like, and he's supposed to come back and save everybody.
And then the fucking people in charge.
Yeah. PIPs.
The PIC, fool. What the piece? What?
Oh, my bad.
See, you haven't watched the movie. Go watch it again and come back.
My bad. People in charge. My bad. That's what I meant to say.
Okay. Another movie that was pretty cool, dude, but I don't want to fucking, you know, give it to them. Like, because I've seen it. I don't know if you've seen it. Let the Right One In.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wait, the Swedish version or American version?
I saw the Swedish version of it.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Well, first, I saw the American version just because I didn't know about the Swedish, and I saw it at the, like, you know, some, like, little indie place with down in Irvine or something, or South Costa Mesa, or whatever those two, anyways. So, and it was Let Me In. It was, like, the American version. It was a good movie. And then I found out a little bit more, and, yeah, Let the Right One is the original. It's a Swedish. It's got subtitles. I mean, you can torrent it and shit like that, or you can watch it off Netflix, but
I watched it
it's a good
Netflix.
Movie. Yeah? Instant, or did you
I instant it, yeah.
Yeah, instant, yeah.
It's fucking, it's a, it's a, I think for it being what kind of movie it is, a vampire movie, mm-hmm. it's like completely fucking
it's
different.
Different, way different.
It's like a big ass twist on it.
Yeah.
And I like all the little like subtle things that they do in the movie, but you, I mean, I just rather them watch it first before we talk about it.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, everybody watch it because next show we're gonna definitely talk
you
about it.
You can fucking find it on Netflix or like he said, you can fucking download it off whatever.
Yeah. And the American version is good too. Like when I went to go see it, there's some parts in there that were like not meant to be funny, you know. And like they say something, and to us Americans, we're like, ah, that's funny, you know. We think like we find humor in like shit like that, you know, like ah, you know, but. It wasn't meant to be funny. It was meant to be, like, exactly how it is.
Yeah.
And when we went to go see it, like, there's a lot of people there in the movie theater that were laughing. And it wasn't supposed to be funny, but they were just kind of just laughing at the movie, you know. There's, it was different. A lot of people didn't, I didn't think a lot of people liked it. It was, but I really enjoyed it because it was very, very different. It was one of the things where there's no happy ending. There is no, like, you know, kind of like, hey, why is the fucking dog peeing on the fucking trash can, you fucking asshole? Go the fuck outside.
Talk about some behind the scenes shit. Bloopers and all this outtakes
shit.
Look
at that. He just pisses where the fuck he wants. Go outside. I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Pocket hold that shit, dude.
I thought you were going to fucking keep him locked in, cage his ass up.
My bad. But, he's talking about me, not the dog. So, you know, animal cruelty people, you know, don't worry. He's talking about me. Nah,
I keep him in the Batcave. He's like the Robin to my Batman. I fucking keep him in tights, and I only let him out to help me fucking save the world and shit.
You
to save Gotham City.
About your boo? No, but, it's just, it's especially dark. If you'd want to watch something dark, watch
it's a good movie. Just watch it, you know, give you a couple days to watch it before the next show comes up, and then we'll just talk about it and fuck your whole shit up if you haven't seen it yet. we can only wait a week. But
we put this shit out once a week. If you don't know already,
bless you.
Which means you're not a follower.
Thank you.
Which you need to follow.
Follow us. I haven't even fucking made the Twitter yet because I don't think we have that much of a fan base yet.
When we get a fan base and we're gonna get a Twitter and we're gonna do shit live. But we need people to do, you know, follow and be live.
I think if we start doing shit live, we're gonna fucking end up having to extend it to more than fucking 30 minutes though.
Yeah, because people are rant for a while.
Yeah.
We, you know, once we go live, we'll do an hour.
Because I don't want to be the dick and just cut them off like, oh, and this happened. Like, oh, thank you, Carter. And then just hang up on their ass.
Valid point. Click.
It's like, I fucking love your show. Thank you. That's all we needed to hear. I'm like, what are you watching? We're listening to Anaheim Nights. Thank you.
I'll be like, huh, you have some interesting points. Click.
He didn't have anything at all.
Loser.
You just fucking wasted 5 minutes of the air. Shall we edit it? Nah, fuck it. We're too lazy for that shit. Nah, but, yeah, let the right one in. You gotta watch that shit. Fuck MTV, dude.
Why MTV?
Because it ruined my show. Fuck them.
What show?
Skins, dude.
What Skins? You know, I heard you say that, and I don't know what Skins is, and I heard someone else say it on Facebook, and I don't know what the fuck Skins is. What Skins?
It's originally a fucking, kind of like a British fucking, like, comedy, dude. It's
Did
like a
it just
show.
Come out?
Yeah, well, fucking MTV must have picked up the rights to it. But the thing is that MTV, they only changed. The only thing that I think they changed that was tight was the lesbian chick. It originally was a gay kid, like a gay little blonde, blue-eyed kid, and now it's a lesbian, which that's cool because that makes the whole they had to write a completely separate story for it.
Right. Is so the Skins? Where is it originally from?
England.
England.
It's a British show, yeah.
Is it a show or actual, like, real-life thing, like...
No, it's like a show. It's an actual... Like, it's
reality.
Scripted.
No, it's scripted. It's scripted show.
It's scripted, but it's meant to be kind of realistic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like everyday lives of teenagers in
high school.
Kind of
like that one show, the one with the girl in high school, what was her name? Remember that My Life is Liz?
Oh, yeah,
but that was a little bit more...
But My Life is Liz is more realistic.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Completely scripted and everything.
Is it meant to look real?
No,
it's meant to be scripted. Like if you watch like a scripted show,
like
Lost
the,
or something like that.
The video, like the quality of like the video and stuff, it doesn't look like it'd be like a normal show. It looks kind of like reality, but
okay.
More, like,
but it is scripted. Okay, I see what you're saying. They're trying to make a fake reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so the
you have to watch it, dude. You have to watch it to get it.
So is this American version just redone, or they're
it's completely imported? It's completely redone.
It's not an import. It's completely American now.
No, well. That's Alright. Let's put it this way. All the characters are the exact same characters from the fucking actual original.
Except for the gay kid, there's a lesbian.
It's a lesbian, mm-hmm. And then the chick, the best friend, his name is supposed to be Sid, not Stanley. And the what's it called, the black chick, she's supposed to be a white fucking like.
So anyways, how they ruin it.
They took the exact same show and just Americanized it and then just changed it a few key points, and then on every show they cut off like the funny fucking parts of it. Like, for example, in the first one, when they're having the party at the rich girl's house, there's supposed to be this one part where they introduce the best friend character to this like Austrian chick, this big heavy set girl with like huge like double E's and shit, and she fucking she's like nice. She and like he's all like trying to talk to her, and she's like not having it, and she's talking shit. She's like,
picture.
Yeah, I'm all, she's all like telling him, like, oh well, if you have no self confidence, that means that you have a little dick, but in like her language, in like her native tongue. So he's just like, huh, I like you too, like that, dude. And fucking, it's funny because later on, one of the characters comes in, and the rich girl's like, take it off. And she's talking about his shoes, because he's all like muddied up in shoes, and she's fucking up the carpet. And so he just takes off his clothes, and they get into a fight, and blah, 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 blah. But the fucking heavyset chick, she's like, oh, finally there's real men. Like, all of a sudden, she speaks fucking English, and she takes off her shirt, and like, she has her fucking huge tits out, and fucking, she's like, finally there's real men. And they get in a, you know, in a rumble, and they leave, and like they're gonna steal a car, and like in the actual American version, don't piss on my foot, fool. In the American version, they all of a sudden they just pull the keys out of a fucking jacket, but in the British version, the fucking Austrian chick comes out and she's like, "I'll give you guys a ride, but after that, me and you, we fuck like straight out like that." To that fool, he's like, I'm down with that. Like, I'm down with that. And they cut that whole part out, dude.
Okay.
They cut
that. So the English version is better.
Yeah, I think it's funnier, dude. It's funnier. Just so much funnier, dude. Yeah.
So to our viewers, watch the English version. How can you watch the English version, though?
The original version? You can watch it on Netflix. That's how I watched it.
Oh, it's on Netflix.
There's only four seasons.
Okay.
But the first two are with the same recurring characters. And then after the third and fourth version, they're new characters. It picks off with... one of the characters' name, his name is Tony, his little sister. His little sister takes off the third and fourth season.
I see. Is it instant, or you have to watch?
No, it's instant.
Okay, cool. But anyway, so watch the English version. The only problem I have with that is, like, sometimes English humor, they just talk so fast, and they have, like, different slangs, and I'm just fucking lost, you know? Like, have you seen those, like, those British movies where they're like, hey, man, cheerio, and this, and the baby, and they're like, I slap on a knee, and this and that, and I'm like, what the fuck are you
that joke was so
about?
Funny, it was a knee slapper, or something like that.
Yeah, no, they just say shit that just, like, to me, just, like, I don't know what the fuck that means, so, maybe I just don't know enough English fucking culture to fucking understand it, but,
you have to
but it's funny
it,
shit, yeah. Alright, we'll make you sure you watch it.
We fucking, let's just fucking get into eBay reviews.
Yeah. Anyway, so the other day I'm hanging out with my little cousin Peter, and he's in high school. He's like, you know, 16 years old or something like that. Anyways,
no, 17 now.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. But anyways, he stumbles upon, like, if you're on Stumble, I'm also on Stumble/ Gucci Maggi, badass. Anyways, we found these.
Why do you have to subscribe to everything under?
Nah,
you have to
Stumble's cool though. Stumble's so cool because you can find shit that you like. You hit Stumble and you'll find shit that you like. It's random on the internet. So crazy. But anyways, I stumble upon. Just Google that. It's badass. Anyways, so if I can, we stumble upon like eBay reviews, you know, where people can like, where you can buy something from eBay. You know, people leave reviews, but you don't have to necessarily buy the item to fucking like have left a review. And so I was just laughing at because people fucking put like stupid shit up on eBay. For example, okay, this is one of my favorites. There is a book that's called How to Avoid Huge Ships. There's a fucking book out there, and it's sold on eBay. And if you go to the site, you know, it says owners of small boats sometimes end up in the path of large shipping vessels due to not paying attention to shipping etiquette and rules. So sure, it's something people might need to read up. Still, as you can see, imagine the title of this one, Set the Sarcasm Meter in the Red. But anyways, fucking this book is on sale for fucking eBay, right? And so some of the reviews were fucking just
too fucking much, dude. They're hilarious. So, the fucking, this is my favorite one. He goes, by Very Easy Read, as the by Robert Frost. It says, this book was very helpful and informative. I had myself run over by huge ships a total of 27 and a half times. Well, the halftime was a huge ship. Wasn't a huge ship. It was more of a really, really big boat. And I was sick of it. I read the book and found out what I was exactly doing wrong. I'm going to read the book to you in its entirety, so you needn't buy it for yourself. Title, How to Avoid a Ship. Chapter 1, when you see a huge ship coming towards you, turn the wheel. The end. See, there was my problem. Whenever I saw a huge ship, I just stopped and stood there, and for some reason, like a magnet, it would always hit me. What fucking review had me going. I could not even read like two words without fucking laughing.
The sarcasm is fucking ridiculous, Adam. But they fucking play them out so well. That shit's funny, dude. We have to fucking look up more. Read another one, see if there's another one that's fucking
funny. That was just too late. That was just too fucking much, man. I was just like reading off the fucking deep end, and I could not like stop laughing because I'm all 27 and a half times. Okay, so here's another one. I live near a park and frequently a walk around local area. Given the amount of dog mess that there is on the pavements, I thought this book would be an ideal read to stop me having to scrape my shoes on the grass before going home. It was only after it arrived that I looked at, looked closely at the title and realized it said how to avoid huge ships. A simple error that means I still treading on massive examples of canine excrement. Having said that, I read the book anyways. I was pleased to say that I'm not even having near misses with cheap ships.
Why just fucking finish it off?
Huge ships anymore. No, sir. They ain't getting anywhere near me.
Dude, see, that's why I don't give you your own fucking segment on this show. That's why I don't give you your own segment.
Because I'm fucking laughing so hard, man.
You're supposed to be professional.
Oh, my God.
You can't even keep it.
Because this shit is so funny, man. Hold on, hold on. Oh, man, I was fucking just laughing my ass off. Oh, man, Jesus Christ.
So I'm going to bring down the next segment because there's a fucking another one. There's this one about an Ethernet cable. It's fucking awesome.
Oh, well, my God. Well, fucking, you can, that'll be your recurring thing if you like.
Yes, eBay reviews are just awesome.
Your eBay review with Lucha McD?
Yes. No joke. It was fucking like 1 o'clock, and I had to be at work the next day at like 9:30 in the morning.
And I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna go to sleep, dude. But my cousin was there, and like, he only comes over like, you know, once every 2 weeks or something like that. And we were just laughing our fucking ass off, no joke. Crying. I could not get two words without like dying. I've never laughed this hard in my fucking life. Never. So, I'm gonna bring it up next week, and I'm gonna bring you all like really good ones. So, hope you all like that little bit.
Talking about next week, we're coming up to that time, dude.
Are we gonna do a song of the week?
No, dude.
No. How about we just recommend a song for you to hear?
That'll work.
Okay, what's your
song? I'll let you do it. I'll let you have this week's.
All right. Badass song to bump to. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because you're fucking rubbing up against me while you were fucking bumping it in the fucking car.
Okay,
and so then you don't call yourself my heterosexual life mate.
I know.
But then
I
fucking rubbing up on me in the car while you're bumping your shit.
It was just, I got in the mood. I'm sorry. I just got caught up.
Why you gotta rub up against me when you're in the mood? Is that why you have Goldbound powder body lotion on the desk?
Maybe.
Okay.
No, I just got caught up, man. It's Metronomy's Heartbreaker. And you gotta look up the Jupiter remix. The original is good, but the Jupiter remix is fucking down, dude. The little bumping shit, I was dancing to it in the car, rubbing up against Goober, of course. And this fucking, no one's telling me until like the very end, but the car next to us, there's this girl, and she's looking at me laughing her ass off. And I'm just there dancing, I'm like, well, it's too late now, I might as well keep on going, you know? I'm already embarrassed myself. And your pick of the week?
My pick of the week? It's fabulous. I'm going to do it. And the only simple reason that I like it is just that it just bumps good, dude. It's put together very, very well. And if you want a song that fucking bumps well that you can cruise to, then you should just Listen to that shit. Download it. It's fabulous. I'm going to do it. If I pronounce his name wrong, I'm sorry. Send me all your hate mail all you want. But, so we're coming up to that time. They're not called plugs, dude. They're just, you know, giving them our fucking where to contact us at. So it's facebook.com.
Yeah, we'll put the names on the description too.
Oh, so the songs?
People can look up the songs and shit like that.
Alright, well it's facebook.com/GucciMcD and facebook.com/IamGoober. You can catch the vlogs at youtube.com/GoobersVlogs. That's GOOBERSVLOGS for y'all that can't spell. And just, we'll catch you next week. Anything you want to tell them?
Nah, just look out for that, and then look out real soon for the behind the scenes vlog, you know, because that's Goober, day in the life of Goober, you know, that's all you, but behind the scenes of Anaheim Nights, we're going to put that up real soon, so keep an eye out for that.
And you can catch us on iTunes now, so when you
we're on iTunes!
You just got to search Anaheim Nights, and we'll be on there, so everybody say goodnight.
Heavy metal, bitch! Brass Monkey! Good drink.
Hell yeah. Later, guys. Content.